Yeah, well, here's a line from our next guest, a multifaceted, far-reaching bubble. It may be the largest financial bubble in human history. Scary words from David Levy, chairman of the Jerome Levy Forecasting Center. And he says if the U.S. enters a recession this year, it may be long and shallow. You say good morning to David Levy. Thanks for joining us. Walk me through your scary thesis.
Okay, well, first of all, the emerging market expansion is really this cycle's housing bubble, to use an analogy to the previous cycle. It turns out that we've seen enormous boom in investment markets, largely based on unsustainable strategies of ever-increasing exports. As a result, we now see enormous amounts of overcapacity. This is very clear in Chinese steel and automobiles and so forth. But throughout the emerging market sector, there are great problems with weakening exports, too much capacity. And the problem with excess capacity is it has financial consequences. And I think that we're getting to the point where that is starting to slow activity, and we're going to see a serious investment drop.
And they can't grow their way out of it because their growth model is based on exporting to us in the West.
Well, and even when people talk about rebalancing China, it's a very nice say, okay, we have too much investment, not as much consumption as we would like to have. Let's gradually try to change that over time. The problem is Chinese capacity has been growing at such an enormous pace that they have to cut investment drastically to be able to prevent overcapacity from increasing. And that's not something that I think they're ready to do. And when we look at not just real GDP, but what's critical for the operation of the economy, which is aggregate profits, you can't just increase consumption and replace investment, because when you increase consumption and people spend more, but it's only because they're getting more income, business revenue and expenses are both up. You need to have people actually cutting their saving to give a boost that will make up for the loss of investment. And it's just very hard to make it work out. I think
so. Essentially, to make it work out, you just need time and, I guess, quite a bit of pain along the road.
Well, I think so. I mean, if they could have started this process a long time ago, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, it would have been much more doable. But I think, you know, this is not the end of the world, but it's going to be a very rough period for a lot of emerging markets. China clearly has a strong government with strong finances. It has a lot more control over its situation than a lot of other emerging markets. And I think some of the other emerging markets are going to have some very serious currency crises and debt crises. And, you know, it's the IMF is already indicating that it's nervous about the situation, and largely because they're not big enough to deal with it all.
All right. We'll talk some more in just a few minutes, David. Thank you very much. David Levy is chairman of the Jerome Levy Forecasting Center. As we mentioned, he thinks that a recession might be coming for the United States this year, and he thinks it will be long and shallow. So we'll ask him why and to explain. Looking across the markets this morning, it's not such a bad day. We do see some positive signs. Oil is a little bit higher. Brent crude closed at $42.83, and we'll pick up with a look at markets in just a moment. Stay with us. This is First Word Asia, and you're listening to Bloomberg Radio.